We are at Aviation Gateway Park. There's a lot of cool stuff going on over here. We are focusing today on the fly on innovations, and we are at the Innovation Showcase. Dave Jameson is co-hosting with me today, as we always do on Thursday of AirVenture every year.
You know, it's my favorite day of the week.
Is it?
Favorite hour of
well,
the
you,
week.
Yeah. You've put out all your fires already. Now you can just come over here with coffee and relax.
That's fun. Yeah. Speaking of fires, tonight, you know, just as a reminder, we moved the Night Air Show from last night to tonight with some great fireworks. So we're hoping everyone kind of comes back and is able to enjoy. We had to do a little bit of juggling in the schedule, but the Night Air Show is back on for tonight.
I'm sure everyone is very excited to see. It's such a cool thing, the Night Air Show. It's only recently the last rememberable years. What is it, five?
Five four? Years, yeah. Yeah. It used to be one night, and we moved it to two nights, and probably one of the best fireworks shows there is, not to mention the pyro that comes off of stuff in the air. So it's pretty remarkable.
Doesn't get much cooler than that. Speaking about stuff in the air.
Stuff in the air. They're bugs.
There's bugs. The company is Wing Bug. Tell us your name.
My name is Alex. Alex Rolinski.
And Alex, what is your role?
I am actually the CEO.
So you are Wing Bug.
That is correct, yes. There's actually a team of us, but I'll take that credit, sure.
How big is your company?
Depending between the app people, we're looking around 12 right now.
Okay. So you're not a huge company.
No.
You're like a ground floor innovation company. Dave, you said they had to apply. What is some of the criteria that specifically that you're looking for when Alex says, hey, I want to go into innovation showcase?
Well, ideally, we were looking for companies that were solving problems in the aviation space is really where we started. We look at what the business model looked like, what the potential for growth was, if there's been any kind of seed capital or revenue generation, and kind of looked at what some of the new technologies were that were going to benefit our members and attendees going forward. There's been such an influx of new ideas and lower barriers to entry and technology that's much more affordable and accessible that I was just very interested in seeing what EA could do to lend an exhibition space for companies that I think were going to make a difference. And Wingbug was one of them. And very excited to hear a little bit more about what they're showing off this week.
So tell our listeners, because they can't see it or see us, but you can describe it in a 3D space through your microphone.
No problem, sure. And I appreciate that. You actually pretty much summed up our mission statement.
Oh, excellent. There we go.
So, and when it comes to improving aviation, as you said, flying smarter, flying safer, that's really one of our mottos. We've designed a self-encompassed pedostatic system. It's externally mounted on the aircraft.
Thanks.
It acquires a whole array of data, and it transmits that wirelessly right to your cockpit. That data can be used via either pre-flight, post-flight, as well as in-flight. So it gives the pilot no longer much of a distraction, but a redundant set of gauges for when they're flying, and then also to make them smarter and help them fly better after the fact. So really, we're the only ones out there that are doing a self-encompassed pedostatic system. So there's been others that have tried, and through 4 years of R&D and working on this, this has really been an incredible journey, and I feel we're only getting better. So we're looking to definitely have an impact on the making aviation safer aspect for sure.
I know at the Founders Innovation Prize the other night where we focus on loss of control, a lot of the questions that the judges asked, a lot of the hard questions were around flight testing and the proven ability of what these new products and these new technologies have to offer. What kind of flight testing have you done? What kind of practical applications have you had?
That's
with the product?
A great question. We have over 200 hours of flight testing. Actually, I have flown myself well over 100 hours with this device. The data acquisition that we're able to obtain, because it is pedostatic information, is incredible, because that can be transmitted via right to Google Earth, Cloud Ahoy, or any other application, either in the raw data that you want to look at and be able to see what actually took place during that flight. If you want to see when it stalled, when it spinned, when it did all these things, it allows the pilot to capture that without having to let go of the controls and writing on a knee pad anymore. You can do it right through that app. So you can hit even a event marker within the app to say, hey, I wanted to remember something that took place at this point in time. And so it captures quite a bit of information to make flying safer and a lot of these other products and a lot of other planes that we've tested it in. But it works on just about any application we've thrown it at so far.
And what's your biggest competitive differentiation for products that are sort of similar to yours?
Well, really, there isn't any products out there that are similar to ours that have their own pedo tube and their own pedostatic system.
Okay.
The closest thing I would say to us is probably an AHARS,
because
we do 80 AHARS, which is air data. The AHARS, two different, most of those are designed for navigation. Ours are designed for redundancy and for flying gauges, so not getting from point A to point B.
Sure.
So I'm I've got a little airplane, and stuff that you're talking about sounds very much like flight test to me. as a private aviator, how is this going to make my life better?
No, that's a great question. So, yeah, not only will the data help, but if you lose your vacuum pump, for example, in your aircraft, you just lost 3 out of those 6 gauges, right, in a standard 6-pack layout. This immediately picks up right where that left off. So if you find yourself inadvertently in an IMC situation, or even on a day VFR, you now have that back within a matter of seconds. So that gives you that information, as well as if you're a student, for example, and you're learning to fly and the instructor's telling you 100 different things, you know, you're not gathering or retaining, I should say, a lot of that, unfortunately, until you're back in more of a calmer setting. But then you're also relying on his drawing abilities on the whiteboard. Well, now it has a display that consistently can give you information that you can retain and absorb in a much more comfortable environment. So there's just a wide array of things like that. The other part is within our app, we have 2 sources for side slip, for making sure that you're turning coordinated, because 90% of the accidents that happen in a traffic pattern, there are low speeds, they're turning base to final, for example, and yep. Then they end up stalling out. So not only do we have angle of attack, but it also does the 2 variations of side slip, which one of it's a lateral angle of attack, if you want to call it that, but it's based on pressure data, and the other one's accelerometers for the ball itself.
So, wow. So you, for your angle of attack indicator, you actually don't need to hard mount anything to the aircraft, and it's going to give you reliable angle of attack information.
The device itself is hard mounted, as you would put it, to the aircraft, but we use standard action camera mounts. So there's over 60 different mounting options that we have, to make it simple. But yes, once you make sure that pitot tube is parallel with the cord of the wing, you're good to go on the angle of attack side.
So it sounds like a great application right now for the light sport ultralight and the experimental industry. What about all the certified airplanes, the PMA, TSO airplanes?
Sure.
How is that coming along?
I'm glad you brought that up. I'm actually an AMP myself, but we run it on all certified as well. In fact, most of our customer base as of right now is actually in a certified side. So what it's not considered installed equipment by the FAA, because we use a double-sided VHB tape mount for the primary, and that gives it a considered temporary. And this gives it similar to a GoPro, where you would be able to mount it on and off, and it's completely portable. So.
Excellent. Wow. What's your background? I know you mentioned you're an A&P, but tell us a little bit more about what yourself
and
how the product came off the ground.
No, I appreciate that. So basically, my father had flown since I was very little, always used to take me up in a Cessna 150. I've been around aviation my whole life. I love it. I actually graduated from Embry-Riddle with my undergraduate. Then I ended up pursuing my MBA. I worked in the corporate sector for a little bit, and then I got back in aviation. And this is where I want to be. I love it here. Being able to come out to EA, Oshkosh, AirVenture, and Oshkosh and see all the different things that people are doing, it's motivating and it's exciting. We've made connections here to work with other companies and ideas that people volunteer to be able to even further the device. It's just been incredible.
So. Well, you know, yeah. This convention is the perfect place for a lot of this kind of stuff.
And it's you look at the background of Alex and the background of Bill that was here previously, the aviation passion, the background, and their indoctrination, if you will, into all things aviation has really brought a lot of amazing new products to market.
And the fact that you almost all of them, well, how many applications did you receive and how many were you?
Oh, we probably had 80, 90 different applications for maybe 15, 20 spots.
And and obviously they weren't all equal, but yep. The fact that you got 80 applications is huge.
Yeah, it's good. So we've got a lot of quality companies here. You know, good. It sounds like you have a customer base already. Did we talk about the price of your product yet?
We did not.
Okay.
So we are under $1,000.
Okay.
Most angle of attack indicators you won't find for that.
Yeah.
So we are retailing them at the show for $850. At the end of the day, we're pilots, four pilots kind of philosophy. I designed this to not be something that's super expensive and I sell one and I'm done. It's more to keep you flying smarter and safer, and it's an ongoing commitment. So with that, they normally retail off the website outside of the show for $950.
Okay, and how can they find Wingbug on the internet? What's your URL?
If you just literally, I think Wingbug would probably do it,
because there's
only Wingbug out there, but wingbug.com, www.wingbug.com, as well as our Facebook group, we're on there as well.
So. Excellent.
Oh, Facebook group. Let's talk about that.
We actually don't have a group. I apologize. It's a Facebook page.
Facebook.
Oh, okay. But you will find us on Facebook as well. That's what I meant.
I was going to go,
Yeah, I'm part of like 100 different groups, but we have a Facebook page. So.
Okay.
I know I type in Wingbug on the internet, and I get a lot of black flies showing up. Hey! Sorry, get it? Black fly, Wingbug?
Yeah.
All right, sorry. Little innovation showcase.
They need one. It only weighs 11 ounces with the iPad, so it would be perfect for that too, see?
There you go. Put it right on the
Put your Wingbug on your black fly.
See, you like that little connection?
There you go.
So what's the most exciting thing that's happened for you this year here at AirVenture?
Well, I have to say the excitement when people see the device and really hadn't thought of a being able to move around your pedostatic system, what you learn from that, right? It's just been overwhelming in terms of seeing their response and when it clicks in their mind and then all the ideas they have for it. And then also the connections I've been able to make and talk to people here. It's been great. You know, we don't get to always go out. We're spending a lot of time in R&D. We're spending a lot of time on making sure, you know, we're communicating with our customers. We don't always have the time to come out and meet people in different job sectors or within aviation. And these are powerful people that can help us and help we can help them. And I think that just making the connections alone, the networking ability.
So this is a great atmosphere for a startup such as yourselves.
Oh, yeah. This is phenomenal.
Excellent.
Yeah, that's great. Well, hey, thanks for coming by and talking to us. We appreciate you sharing your product and your life, basically, with us here at EAA and EAA Radio.
And, great.
Well, I really appreciate you having me on and being able to share that. Thank you.
Hope to have you back next year.
Thank you.
All right.
So, Dave, let's talk a little bit about stuff going on here at EAA. We've got a couple minutes before we go to break. And so let's dive into some of the things that are happening here on, we got a minute to.
Sure. Break, so. Well, that, you know, if you haven't been to AirVenture before, the list of things that we've got going on certainly is infinite. This year we're celebrating the RAF's 100th anniversary. Fantastic presentations at Theater in the Woods, some amazing movies. We have our gathering this evening. It's not too late to find seats to that. That's one of our largest philanthropic events of the year for us.
The Gathering of Eagles.
The Gathering of Eagles, which we've shortened this year. Its official name is now just The Gathering.
Oh, really? Okay.
So it's all about raising money for youth education, and EAA has always been a big proponent of getting kids involved in flight, especially through our Young Eagles program.
If someone still wants to go to The Gathering tonight, what do they need to do?
They should contact it's a great question right on the spot. Probably there's some information on the website.
Okay.
I'm sure there are some phone numbers
probably,
that I don't have on the tip of my tongue. But
okay, great.
Probably
Super.
Not too late.
All right. Well, we've got one more segment in the show today on the fly, and he'll be up next, and we'll do that. JMG on the fly with Dave Jameson here at the Innovation Showcase. You're listening to EAA Radio.